Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The day begins with clear skies and warm temperatures across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant morning, while Tel Aviv prepares for a sunny afternoon. In Haifa, expect mild weather. Let's dive into today's headlines. First, just in, from the Jerusalem Post, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the nation on Iran and Operation Roaring Lion amidst ceasefire talks between the United States and Iran in Islamabad. Also, earlier today, Israel Hayom reported that Netanyahu made a second statement on the ceasefire. He highlighted historical achievements against Iran, including the elimination of 12 nuclear scientists. Also this hour, according to JNS, the IDF announced that 1,400 Hezbollah terrorists have been killed and over 200 missile launchers destroyed. Hezbollah's Secretary General, Naim Qassem, vows to improve the group's situation after the 2024 Jerusalem-Beirut agreement. Separately, I-24 News revealed that missiles were launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight. The IDF disclosed that 18,000 bombs have been dropped and 4,000 targets hit during Operation Roaring Lion. And finally, the Times of Israel shared that a Hezbollah cell planning an attack on a Jewish rabbi in Damascus was arrested. Here's what people are saying online. Gabriela Roux, a journalist covering the negotiations, posted just minutes ago that talks in Islamabad have been ongoing for nearly 10 hours. Meanwhile, political commentator Mishtal criticized Iranian negotiation preconditions, noting that despite unmet conditions, Iran is still negotiating in Pakistan. From open source intelligence analyst OSINT613, we learned that at least 5 more Iranian planes landed in Islamabad recently, bringing additional officials. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Prime Minister's remarks, Netanyahu addressed the nation to emphasize Israel's strategic actions against Iran. With talks ongoing in Islamabad, the focus is on maintaining pressure while exploring ceasefire possibilities. The implications for regional diplomacy are significant as stakeholders gauge Iran's next moves. Turning to the IDF's updates, the reported losses for Hezbollah are substantial. This follows a series of targeted operations aimed at crippling their capabilities. The strategic landscape could shift significantly if these trends continue, impacting the broader security situation. Meanwhile, the missile launches from Lebanon mark an escalation in cross-border tensions. The IDF's disclosure of the scale of Operation Roaring Lion highlights the intensity of the conflict. For civilians, this underscores the volatility of the current security environment. On the diplomatic front, Hezbollah's arrested operatives in Damascus point to ongoing threats beyond Lebanon's borders. This arrest disrupts a potential attack, showcasing Israel's reach in preemptive security measures. The international community remains watchful of Hezbollah's maneuvers. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that climate tech has become an economic necessity following disruptions in Hormuz. This highlights the pressing need for innovative solutions in the energy sector. Separately, Globes highlights that despite Prime Minister Netanyahu's promises, thousands could lose pay. The government's compensation plan falls short for the private sector, sparking concerns about economic stability. And finally, Ynet Business shares insights from Swiss bankers forecasting a weaker dollar and rising gold prices. This stems from weaker U.S. labor data and potential Federal Reserve rate cuts, impacting global markets. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.